This 14th chapter is entitled The Three Modes of Material Nature. This is arguably one of the most important concepts and tools that the Bhagavad Gita offers for the people of this world, even to live comfortably here and to improve the quality of their lives. Leave alone something that is beyond this world, that's transcendental, the three modes of nature offer us a very accurate and compelling analysis of how things are variegated in this world. Every devotee, and actually everyone in this world, must have some understanding of the three modes of nature. Just as colors in the world are all constituted of three basic colors. Does anyone know what the three primary colors are, by mixing which you get all the other colors? Sorry? Yellow, red and blue. And we mix them and mix them and mix them in different combinations, and you get all kinds of colors. All possible colors. I remember seeing an advertisement many years ago by a paint company, a company that manufactured paint. And they had this very smart slogan. They had all kinds of colors splashed on the board, and it said, "Whenever you think of color, think of us." And I was a little indignant. And I thought to myself, why should I think of you? I should think of Krishna. Because you haven't made these colors. Krishna has made these colors. And you've just taken something from nature, and you can make at the most a few thousand, maybe 50,000, 60,000. I don't know how many types of colors can be made now. But in nature, there's unlimited colors, shades of colors. The complexity of everything is staggering. So the three modes of material nature are like that. They don't exist in isolation. They exist combined with the other two. So you have the mode of goodness, you have the mode of passion, you have the mode of ignorance. Each have their own characteristics and their symptoms and their examples. Anything and everything in this world can be analyzed in terms of the three modes. Whatever you take, it could be food, it could be clothing, it could be place, it could be time of the day, it could be music or entertainment, it could be knowledge, faith, worship, charity, determination, personality types, everything and anything can be analyzed according to these three modes. It's an all-pervasive, universally applicable tool. And that is especially important for the aspiring transcendentalist. The lesson we learn from here is that for a candidate aspiring for spiritual perfection, we have to remove the influence of the modes of ignorance and passion. Try to live as much as we can in the mode of goodness, and from that platform try to rise beyond to the spiritual platform by adopting many Krishna conscious practices like chanting of Krishna's names, taking darshan of the deity, reading Bhagavad Gita and so on. So these three modes are forever in competition. Sometimes the mode of ignorance is prominent, sometimes the mode of passion, sometimes the mode of goodness, and they perpetually go up and down like this. And we see the influence in our minds as well. Sometimes we feel really horrible and we feel like doing all the wrong things, and sometimes we really feel saintly. We start feeling, oh, maybe I've become a pure devotee. And after a few minutes then we think, actually that's not so. That's the modes. The modes are just carrying us like waves. We move along. As the modes afflict us and assault us, We are overwhelmed by the modes. So it's so important that we choose the kind of modes we associate with. As I was traveling in the past few days to different places for programs, we could see how the modes were working. The modes of ignorance and passion were very strong because everyone was out in the streets, the cafes and pubs were spilling over. There was alcohol, and we went to one place, I had to actually close my mouth. The smell of alcohol and tobacco was so strong, we couldn't practically walk through. The sound vibrations, the clothing, the whole atmosphere was very much in the mode of ignorance. And then we went into this hall, and there you had a completely transcendental environment. Out of the blue, in the middle of all this passion and ignorance, here you had a place where some devotees were chanting Hare Krishna, and a small lecture, and then mostly chanting of the holy names. It was as if the spiritual world had descended into a little corner of central London. So we can choose the modes we associate with, but for those interested in spiritual life, and that includes all of us here, otherwise we wouldn't be here today, we have to try to associate more with the mode of goodness, because that's very amenable and favorable for cultivation of spiritual practices. So very nice analysis by Krishna in this chapter, and he will continue this analysis in the further chapters to come. Hare Krishna.